Next up on Express Yourself, I'm joined by Ali Sangili, who is the owner of Batch in downtown Carbondale, and DJ Mama Bird on KDNK doing the Flow Diggity Show. How are you, Ali?
I'm good, Raleigh. How are you?
I'm good. It's so good to hear your voice.
It is good to hear your voice, too.
Let's start out with an update about Batch. How have things been over at Batch?
Yeah, well, we are open right now for curbside pickup, and we just started doing a delivery service. We are lucky enough, I guess, to be considered an essential business. So we have been packaging to-go beer that people can call in or order online, and we will deliver it to you curbside, or you can choose delivery, and I will personally deliver it to you. So yeah, that's been going really, you know, it's been going well. There's certainly no consistency. I don't think anyone has any consistency. Everything is day by day right now. But we have a lot of support, and I think a lot of our Main Street businesses are seeing that right now, that our town is so strong that we have so much community support. So people are really coming out and making sure that we're okay, even if it's just to say hi and check on us. But we are here Monday through Saturday from 2 to 6. I've got, you know, one person on, and it's been going well. So far so good.
Batch is always a premier destination for folks on First Friday. So it's so good to see you participating in this virtual First Friday, the first of its kind that we're aware of anywhere. Could you describe a little bit what this is and where the inspiration came from?
Yeah, so this idea was really dreamed up over at the Carbondale Creative District from Amy Kimberly. And, you know, we sort of looked to her, right, as our our all-knowing and leader. And she dreamed this up with Corey and Sean over at Thunder River Theater. So it's a virtual First Friday, and I think we've all been trying to figure out what can we do on First Friday that's unique but also keeps people safe and doesn't encourage anyone to come out and congregate together. What can we do from the safety of everyone's homes? So Amy sort of put this idea together that we could all show our craft visually through Thunder River Theater's stream, and it will be on Facebook, so everyone can log in on Facebook and watch. And we will have it'll be kicked off with Brad Manasevitz. He's going to be doing something with the Carbondale Creative District at 6. And then we'll have some Spring Into Wellness tips with Rita Marsh. I believe Connie over at Marble Distillery will be demoing a cocktail. We've got a studio tour with Alyssa Davies. We've got some live music with Jackson Emmer. Carbondale Clay Center is involved. Mark Burrows with Chocolate. 5 Point Film, which I think is really exciting, is going to be playing a trailer because, you know, as you know, 5 Point was canceled. So I think that will make everyone happy, is we can still sort of feel like we're a part of 5 Point, right? While still being safe. And yeah, so it's just kind of all come together and support each other and show everyone that we're still here and we're still being creative and, we're all open and it's a nice way to sort of all get together and see each other's faces. And I think there's a large feeling of comfort in that.
And so what is Batch's role in that schedule throughout the evening?
Yeah, so we are going to be leading a noisemaker at 7. So basically, I don't know if you're familiar, but it seems worldwide that at a certain time of the evening, people have been coming out, you know, either, you know, coming out on their stoops or opening their windows and singing songs, making noise to thank our first responders. And so at 7, I will be tuned in with Amy, and we will be talking a little bit about Batch, what we're doing, and then I'll be headed outside on the street to encourage all of our Main Street business owners to come out and make noise with us at 7. And then I will be doing a townwide thank you, thanking everyone that has been a huge part of keeping us safe, of keeping us happy, keeping us entertained, and keeping, you know, the news going. Obviously, you guys are a huge thank you to us, Katie and Kay. And so that's what we're doing. We're making noise at 7, and I will be walking outside, and Pam and Dan Rosenthal will be out there, and they're going to play a song for us acoustically. So, you know, it's kind of like we're all kind of just making some noise for all of those that are so dear and important to us right now.
Yeah, those who are working hard.
There's so many people that have been such an integral part of this transition, and it's been really, it's so humbling and emotional, but it's also just really kind of beautiful. And I think it shows that our town is just so supportive of one another. And I continuously keep saying, if I have to be quarantined, you know, if I have to be, you know, kind of stuck, I'm happy to be stuck in Carbondale because I feel supported and safe here, and also celebrated that we can all still, you know, see each other visually doing all these Zooms and everything. So I think it'll be a fun time.
I'm amazed that it came together, you know, a week after the governor's stay at home order, that Carbondale is pulling off a virtual First Friday, thanks to everybody's resources coming together. And what an honorable role that you've been given to lead the thank you to all the people who are working hard.
You know, the planning of it did come together very quickly, and I was certainly grateful to be asked by Amy to lead a thank you, because I feel like there's just so many people involved, and it's important for everyone to feel sort of supported right now. So this is a great way to do it. And it's great that we all came together so quickly, because I think we're all so creative. We all, each of our businesses are so creative, and that's what makes Carbondale so unique. So, you know, we want to all celebrate each other.
So folks can tune in through the Thunder Stream by Thunder River Theater. Their website is Thunder River Theater, RE, on the theater.com. Also, you mentioned Facebook will be a good place to be on the lookout for this.
Yeah, I believe you'll be able to go on the either the Creative District or the Thunder River Theater Facebook. But there is some, if you go on to Carbondale Creative District Facebook page, also the Carbondale Chamber, you will see sort of the directions on how to log on.
So it kicks off at 6 p.m. and that gives people time to maybe go out and get their essential goods, like potentially a growler from Batch, so that they can enjoy the show from home and participate in First Friday as they always love to.
Absolutely. And we encourage everyone at 7 p.m. to come outside, obviously safely, and make some noise with us.
Excellent. Thank you so much for this initiative, everything that you're doing for our community. We really appreciate you, Allie.
Well, thank you guys too, because Katie and Kay is such an important piece of our community, and I've been thankful for all the consistent news. So big thank you to you guys as well.
We are as honored as you to be a part of this community, of all the places to be in quarantine, the Roaring Fork Valley and beyond. Is where we like to be. So thanks, Ali Sangili, owner of Batch. We'll look forward to seeing you soon, picking up those crawlers.
You too, Raleigh. All right. Awesome. Thanks so much.
Thank you.